Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
In the framework of the one-year anniversary of Berta Cáceres' murder, the UN process to regulate corporate human rights violations is speeding up. The report launched last week by the Intergovernmental Working Group of the United Nations Human Rights Council, mandated to elaborate a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights violations, was an important step towards the third round of negotiations to take place in October, stated Friends of the Earth International on Monday. The report, launched on March the 9th by the working group's chair, Maria Fernanda Espinosa from Ecuador, reflects rich proposals from states, civil society, affected communities, academics, UN experts, and other actors over the last 2 years, added the Environmental Federation in a press release. The report was presented at the Palais des Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, UN headquarters in that city, where the governments are scheduled to resume negotiations in October in the framework of a process that began in 2014. So far, there is no UN law that forces transnational corporations to respect human rights. There are only voluntary measures. Now it is expected that the Ecuadorian chair of the Intergovernmental Working Group will present the elements of the future treaty in June. From that moment on, it will be possible to comment on the text, followed by a third round of negotiations in October on the basis of these contents. Rio World Radio interviewed activist Anne van Schaik, finance campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, who was present last week in the sessions at the Palais des Nations.
Anne van Schaik is speaking with Rio World Radio. She is one of the finance campaigners at Friends of the Earth Europe. Anne, welcome to Rio World Radio once again.
Thank you, Jose. It's a pleasure being there.
Okay, and you have been in Geneva last week at the moment when the Intergovernmental Working Group of the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is negotiating a binding treaty on transnational corporations, presented the second report in the framework of the United Nations Human Rights Council. And first of all, I would like to ask you, what is Friends of the Earth International saying about this meeting last week in Geneva and this second report?
Well, for us, it was a very important meeting because the report of the October 2016 IGWG report would be presented for consideration. And it is really important to see what comments states will give on the presentation of the report. So we saw that many states were welcoming this report and also congratulating the chairperson rapporteur and saying that they would want to work constructively with the delegation of Ecuador on the for the third session in October 2017. So therefore, we were all there.
Okay, and what can we say, taking into account that the meeting that the next round of negotiations, which is happening, as you said before, in Geneva in October, in which point we are now? The countries are going to start negotiating from which point?
So the report has been presented. Now Ecuador will start to draft the elements of a treaty, because that is the text in the resolution 26-9 that was adopted in June 2014. These elements will be presented in June, most likely, after which everybody can give comments, and then the negotiations will start in October. Of course, there is nothing that prevents either us as NGOs or states to already start thinking about what it is that we want to see in this treaty.
Okay, and what could you say to us about what happened the last week in Geneva, which was the role played by the government after the presentation of the report?
Yeah, so we saw a good number of states welcoming the report. So, for example, we heard Thailand, but also Malaysia, Palestine, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Nigeria, Bolivia, Botswana, South Africa, Cuba, and Tunisia, all saying, we are happy this report is here and we want to work on this treaty. That was very positive. Another very positive development was that the EU finally said also something positive about the report. So they mentioned that it was there. They thanked Ecuador also for their work. And they also call on Ecuador to publish the elements of the treaty as soon as possible. So I thought that was much more positive than last year, when they were only complaining that they did not see the need to have a binding treaty for businesses in relation to human rights.
And how do you see the participation and the involvement of the European Union? And if you think in the process starting in 2014, when the resolution was approved, until now?
Well, we saw in 2014 that the European Union was very much against the treaty. In 2015, they said that they did not want to engage in this treaty. At the from autumn 2016 on, they said that they would engage, but they could not comment on it in content. Now we see that they are already thinking about next steps in order to prepare for the October 2017 session. So we do see that there is a lot of progress on behalf of the European Union from when you saw when they started the process in 2014 to where we are now.
Okay, and so what are your expectations from now on, and especially for the meeting in October?
My expectations are that that I think, and we also call on the European Union to start thinking about the content already. So what do they want to see in the treaty? To whom should the treaty be applicable? What kind of rights should be covered on it? And, you know, so there are a couple of quite important questions that the EU already need to start thinking about. And we want them to start as soon as possible so as to avoid the situation that in October 2017 they don't have anything to say because they did not appear properly.
Okay, and before we end the interview, would you like to add something else, maybe something that I didn't ask you and you think we need to know?
I think it's very important that we focus on not only on Europe but also on other countries. As I saw that there was a lot of positive remarks from states from Latin America, for example, and also from Africa and Asia, but still we need to do more. As we know, there will be elections in Ecuador in April, and it is important to find other champions besides Ecuador that can work with us on this treaty.
Okay, it was Anne van Schaik. She is a finance campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, and you have been very kind as ever. Thank you very much.
You are more than welcome.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.